Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
What's up, world changers? Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to fuel your day and conquer any obstacle life throws at you. We all know that feeling, right? That pesky little voice in our heads whispering negativity, painting the future with shades of gray, making us second-guess everything. But what if I told you we have the power to flip those scripts? To rewire our brains and replace those negative thoughts with empowering ones? Today, we're diving deep into the art of transforming negative thoughts. It's not about becoming Pollyanna overnight, it's about understanding how these thought patterns work and learning practical strategies to shift them. We're talking real-life tactics you can use right now to take control of your inner dialogue and build a stronger, more resilient you. Trust me, this stuff is game-changing. First things first, recognize those negative thoughts for what they are, just thoughts. They don't define you, they don't dictate your reality. Ever catch yourself thinking, "I always mess everything up"? Stop right there. That's a thought pattern, not a fact. We all make mistakes, it's part of the human experience. Challenge those automatic negative assumptions. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Often, you'll find that your thoughts are based on fear or past experiences, not necessarily current reality. Second, practice gratitude. Seriously, make a conscious effort to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be a delicious cup of coffee, a warm shower, a hilarious text from a friend, anything that sparks joy. Focusing on the positive can actually rewire your brain to seek out more of it. Think of it like training your mind to be a positivity magnet. Third, reframe your challenges as opportunities for growth. Think about it. Every obstacle you face is a chance to learn, adapt, and become stronger. Instead of dwelling on the negative aspects, focus on what you can gain from the experience. Ask yourself, what lessons can I learn from this? How can I use this to grow? Next up, engage in self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks. It's about prioritizing your physical and mental well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, spend time in nature, and do things that bring you joy. Taking care of yourself creates a solid foundation for resilience and helps you navigate challenges with more grace. Finally, remember that you're not alone in this journey. Surround yourself with supportive people who uplift and encourage you. Don't be afraid to seek help from a therapist or counselor if you need it. There's no shame in asking for support. Now let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine your presentation at work went less than smoothly. You stumbled over some words, maybe even got a few awkward silences. You feel that familiar wave of self-doubt creeping in. I messed up, I'm not good enough, everyone must think I'm incompetent. But hold on, here's where those stoic principles kick in. You acknowledge the negative thought, I messed up, but you also remind yourself that it's just a thought, not an absolute truth. You recognize that even experienced speakers have off days. You focus on what you learned from the experience. Maybe a new way to structure your presentation or some tips for managing nerves. You practice gratitude for the opportunity to present and the chance to learn and grow. See, by shifting your perspective, you can transform a potentially crippling experience into a valuable learning opportunity. We've covered a lot today, recognizing negative thoughts, challenging them, practicing gratitude, reframing challenges, engaging in self-care, and building a supportive network. Remember, this isn't about becoming perfect or eliminating negativity altogether. It's about developing the awareness and tools to manage those thoughts and create a more positive and fulfilling life. Ready to put these lessons into action? Start by identifying one negative thought pattern you'd like to address. Challenge that thought with evidence and reframe it in a more positive light. Share your progress with me on social media. Use the #FortitudeFirst. And remember, every day is a fresh start. Let's face it together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.